Lord, we exalt and appreciate you. We'll come before you this morning and we say thank you. All we have to say on a daily basis is thank you. We slept and we woke up today because your grace kept us. We thank you for your endless love. We appreciate you. Lord, you are good. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised in every areas. You are our refuge. You are our place of rest. You are beautiful in all situations. You are the joy of our lives. You are the pillar that holds our life. You are the keeper of our lives. We say thank you, God. We praise you because of your surpassing greatness. We praise you because you have been the preserver of our lives. We praise you because you are the one that sets my feet on the solid rock, and you will teach me the way of freedom. I praise you because you are good, you are kind. I thank you for your endless love in every areas of my life. I do not take it for granted. I say thank you. You sustain every areas of our lives in your mercy. It's not by works, but your mercy has kept us. Lord, we are grateful. I am grateful. I come before you this hour and I say thank you. I bring my sacrifice of praise and I say thank you. For all, be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is the 11th day in the month of April and we are grateful to God for his journey. His journey has kept us. He has been the one preserving our lives. We want to say thank him for what he has done. I want us to make these words of declarations with me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the help of the Lord as I go out today in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord will speak volumes for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be helped of the Lord in every area that my life needs help. I will get access to the help. I will activate it and I'll begin to enjoy the help in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessings on the right for me, the left and all areas in the name of Jesus Christ. The favor of the Lord speaks for me in the name of Jesus Christ. I redeem today with the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ speaks volumes over my life and my family in the name of Jesus Christ. Victory is my portion in Jesus' name. Today I will enjoy help from above. I will not be helpless. I will not be helpless in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will cause help from the four corners of the earth to come my way in Jesus' name. I will enjoy the victory that is in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Testimonies will be my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that God has said concerning me, I begin to walk in the reality and I begin to enjoy all that God has set for me in Jesus' name. It is well with my going out and my coming in. My life is preserved in his grace. My life is preserved in his word. The word of Lord upholds my life and gives me victory, gives me beautiful ashes in the name of Jesus Christ. Heaven of mercy rain on all I will do. The blessings of the rain, the dew and the shower, I enjoy it to the fullness in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Brethren, today is the 11th day in the month of April. We are grateful to God for all the great things he has done for us. Like we have been doing from the beginning, our anchor scripture is John chapter 8 verse 32, which says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." I want you to personalize these words to yourself that I will know the truth. My eyes will be open to the truth. My understanding will be open to the truth. And I will enjoy the freedom that is therein in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That will be our portion in Jesus' name as we say it in faith. I want us to know that our liberty is in the knowledge of the truth that we have. Our liberty is in the knowledge of the truth that we have. When we have knowledge, it means that we are not ignorant. Ignorance is darkness. But when we have access to truth, it takes the veil of ignorance off our feet. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 70 says, "I have come in the volume of the book that is written of me to do your will, O God." Doing the will of God is in the knowing. And the knowing gives us access to freedom. Freedom is not what you just covet alone. Fine, it's good to covet freedom, but we can enjoy and activate the freedom in the knowing. Enjoy the details. We get access to the freedom only in the knowing. And when we know, we get freedom. Anything we call freedom outside the truth, who is Jesus Christ, is a trap disguised as freedom. I pray we will not walk into trap as a result of our disobedience to the truth that is in the word of God, in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 14 verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. Jesus is the word of God, and the word has been given to us. It's in the scripture. The scripture has been given to us to read, to have access, to get acquainted to it. Jesus is the way. Until we know Jesus as the way, until we accept him into our life as the way and get acquainted to what his word is saying concerning our individual life, then we have not started. So we start when we get ourselves acquainted with the word of God for our lives. When we do that, then we are already, that means we are embarking on the journey of freedom, abiding in the word of God, following the instructions for our life, puts us on the path of freedom. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Our life is daily dependent on freedom in every areas of our lives. Any life that feels he or she can survive without freedom is a trap, is a delusion. So I want us to know that our life daily depends on freedom for one thing or the other. When freedom is absent, it hinders a lot of things. It prevents us. It makes our journey, it makes the pace to be slower. But when we get access to the freedom, we enjoy the desired result. We enjoy the safety. We enjoy the rest that comes with it. When we get access to the right help, the journey becomes smooth and sweet. It opens the gate of freedom for us. It makes us do things effortlessly. It makes us do things sweetly. It lubricates the journey. Like when you put an oil in an iron, it helps it to glide with ease. There won't be friction. So for every time we get access to the truth, it gives us safe trip because we have the right compass for that actual journey. So anytime we get access to the word of God, the word that God is saying concerning our lives, that word opens our lives to freedom. It makes the journey sweeter. It makes the journey smoother. Not that there won't be challenges, but the word of God teaches us how to glide, to come out victoriously. Acts chapter 16 verse 25 and 26 talks about Paul and Silas. When they were in the prison in Philippi, they knew that their freedom is tied to the knowledge of the word of God they had. And all they could do is to activate the knowledge of the word of God that they have in prayers and in songs. I want to ask, what knowledge do you have? The Bible says we will know the truth and the truth will set us free. Our freedom is tied to the knowledge we have. What knowledge do we have about God, about the word of God, about what the scripture is saying concerning that particular area of our lives? And are we activating it the right way? Both of them had the knowledge of the word of God, and they activated it in prayers and in song while they were in prison. In the process of doing that, there was a miraculous earthquake. It opened the doors, loosing their chains, and that was the first stage of their freedom. The chains were loosed, the doors were open, and that opened them to the access of freedom. They first of all got the first stage of freedom before they continued in the second stage of freedom. Prayer is a tool. Songs of praise and worship is a tool. The scripture is a tool. Fasting is a tool, and many more. But these four tools I mentioned are the ones that are personal to our lives. They are the ones that we can activate personally, that we don't need one person to help us in activating it. He has given us access to activate this tool that I've mentioned. And the access is the name of Jesus Christ. He has given us a name that is above every other name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, above the earth, underneath the earth, and in the earth. The name is valid at all times. Just call on the name of Jesus. Jesus answers to all if we call him in truth and we activate his word accordingly. So these tools are the personal things we know we need to activate the freedom that we need. The question is, do we have the right knowledge in applying this tool? Many people feel that it's not just to sing. No, it's not about singing. It's singing, worshiping God in truth and in spirit, making our hearts connected to God. There are times that we pray, we sing, our mind is not there. There are times that we claim we are fasting, but we are just doing it religiously. We are not doing it the right way we need to do. We do it because we are told to do it, and it's not meant to be so. So these tools that we have with us, they are our personal tools, and we need knowledge in applying them rightly so that we can get the truth that we need. I want us to pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, teach me how to pray. When Jesus wanted to leave, he taught his disciples how to pray. If we don't know how to pray the mind of God, we're just praying in vain and we're wasting our effort. The Lord, teach me how to pray. Teach me how to praise. Teach me how to worship. Teach me the right application of these personal tools in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I come to you. I humbly come before you this morning and I ask that you will teach me how to pray. You will teach me how to praise. You teach me how to worship. You teach me how to fast in the name of Jesus Christ. Teach me the right application of those tools in the name of Jesus Christ, that my life will receive, that my life will enjoy the freedom that comes in the right application of these tools that you have given unto me in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, call unto me, I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you know not. It means he will open our understanding to know what we are supposed to do. All we need to do is to call on the name of Jesus. Calling on to Jesus, the name answers to all. He is the access, he is the only name given to us for freedom. Any freedom outside Jesus is not freedom. It's a trap. I want us to open our mouth and say this after me. Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. I need your help. I need a life full of freedom. Show me your way to my liberation in the name of Jesus Christ. Show me your way to my freedom. Show me, give access through your word to the liberation that my life needs in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't want to live my life without purpose. I don't want to live my life without fulfilling your purpose for my life. Lord, help me. Arise for my help. Come to my aid. Rescue me in your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. I want to round up with this song and say, you want him more fair, oh. Iwo ni mo fe o, fara on mi o, fara on mi o, wa fi mi sele o, wa gbenu mi sogo, fara on mi o, fara on mi o. It means, Lord, it is you I want. Reveal yourself unto me. Come and make my heart your dwelling place. Reveal yourself unto me. When God reveals himself unto us, this revealing transforms our life and it gives our lives freedom. Nobody has encounters. All the people that had encounters and people that we still have encounter with the word of God never remains the same. The Lord on a daily basis, open my eyes to the encounter I need to know about you. Open my eyes to the encounter that I need to know about you, that I will enjoy the freedom that comes with it in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to remember that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Let us prepare and walk in his ways. Let us prepare and walk with what the Lord, what the scripture has said concerning our lives. I pray that as we journey, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He will open our eyes to the word. He will give us knowledge to the freedom that we need. And we will enjoy him on a daily basis. We use this minute to pray for Nigeria. We say Nigeria will speak the word of God to you. Nigeria, hear ye the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will receive the freedom that comes in the word of God. The peace of the Lord abides with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you.